In the face of the planetary crisis of climate change, the global warming Yes, There Is a Solution video conference was held in the capital city of Lima, Peru on September 12th. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation to attend as guest of honor. The event was broadcast live on RBC Television's Channel 11 and on Radio Latina at 9:90 a.m., reaching more than 50,000 listeners. Guest speakers included Argentine film and television star Nicolas Pauls, director of Disasters Prevention and Study Center Gilberto Romero Zevallos, and sociologist and author Cecilia Mendiola. Notable individuals such as the founder and president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, Ingrid Newkirk, and the U.S. Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society International, Dr. Michael Greger, sent their messages of support via video.
I urge every one of you to please go home with the message that being purely vegetarian is the best thing for the animals, the best thing for you and your health, for our children, and the best thing for the earth.
To help prevent future pandemics, we need to end the industrialized production of animals for food, or even better, cease eating animals altogether.
We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Global Warming, Yes, There Is a Solution, held on September 12, 2009 in Lima, Peru.
Now, Mr. Nicolas Pauls, our panelist, has two questions for you, Master.
Yes, well, he knows everything. He knows everything already. He probably asked for others' sake. Okay, go ahead. Welcome.
Hola, maestra. Gracias. Sabemos de los intereses económicos que hay detrás de la industria de la carne. Entonces, la pregunta es, ¿cuál cree que es el camino a seguir para comunicar esta verdad, la de la importancia de la industria de la carne en el calentamiento global, cuando ni los gobiernos ni los medios de comunicación hablan de eso? Y la otra pregunta es, ¿cómo debería ser ese desarme de la industria de la carne? Porque imaginemos una situación ideal, que es que el mundo entero deja de comer carne, pero ¿qué sucedería con esas 6,000 millones de vacas? ¿A dónde irían? ¿Qué sería de la vida de ellas?
Gracias. Buenas tardes, señor Pauls. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
¿Cómo? Gracias también. I'm glad to see that you're vegan yourself, and you look a picture of perfection, healthy, handsome, inteligente. Felicitación. In your question of how to communicate the truth about meat, the first thing I can say is that you are already living this truth by example. So, felicitación again for that.
Gracias.
To respond to your question about the way to convey the truth about the meat industry and its role in global warming, we cannot wait for the government and the media to get the message out. We have very little time now. So it might be too late by the time the government and the media get involved. Although I see the good trend now in the media that they report more about global warming and the solution than before. Some part of the world, some small governmental agency has begun to advise people to eat less meat. Yes, but it's too slow. It's too slow for my liking and too slow to help our planetary problem. So it is we, the ordinary people, we must inform them instead We must take the lead. We must do it by example. And you would be one of the natural agents for this kind of message, since you are already well known, and I'm sure well loved by the public. Well, I love you already. So I'm sure everybody else loves you. Everybody else love him there? Yeah? Yes or no? See? See that?
Yes, sure. Yes, of course.
Yeah, he's handsome, healthy, successful, lovable, intelligent, and so loving and kind to the defenseless animal. Anyone who loves defenseless animal would love other human beings even more so. And this is exactly what is needed right now. We have to inform people of the truth, and we have to live by that truth. We have to inform also by example, like what you're doing. Through our Supreme Master television and materials such as the Alternative Living Flyer, the SOS Flyer, we try to do that as well, to explain to people the real cause of the imbalance on our planet. As you are probably very well aware, the facts themselves are very plentiful now, starting with the 2006 United Nations Report Livestock Long Shadow, which identified the livestock industry as emitting more greenhouse gases than all the entire transportation sector combined. Even more recently, scientists have stated that the percentage of emissions coming from livestock could total more than 50% of the harmful gases driving global warming today. So, the scientists are doing their best to inform the public about the dire situation we are facing now. But it is up to us, all of us, to decide whether or not we should save our planet, save our family, save our children. And we can help to do the rest in sharing information about the most effective solution. Fortunately, this solution not only works, it is readily available immediately to everyone. A vegan diet free of animal products, an even better organic vegan, these are the key to human and planetary survival. As for what we can do about the interests of the meat industry, we must be very steadfast in conveying what we know to be the real truth and sharing it as far and wide as possible. We can write letters to all these meat industrial responsible persons and tell them all this truth. We gather information and send it to them. Tell them they should change their profession. Tell them there's a change to save the planet. Tell them there should be organic vegan farmers instead, or many other jobs nowadays, green technology. This truth, our need to stop the killing of animals, is the only one that will stabilize the earth physically as well as bringing peace and restore hope to humans and the planet. So please help us spread this message, Signor Paul, and you will see the change that comes for more and more people returning to a humane, considerate way of life. I have said before we can have Eden on earth, and it is true. Please do join in spreading this message as much as you can in your capacity as a celebrity, so you can see for yourself. Thank you for your question and your loving care. Thank you for being so kind to all of us by being kind to the animals. Thank you for doing your part in saving the planet. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Master.
De nada.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children,
antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Master, Juan Chino Rossi Castro, a vegan engineer, would like to ask you the next question.
Yes, please.
Buenas tardes, maestra.
Buenas tardes.
Mi pregunta es, existiendo y respetando el libre albedrío que Dios da a los seres humanos, ¿por qué el hombre destruye el planeta que es su casa, perjudicándose él y perjudicando a sus cohabitantes? El mejor ejemplo es lo que está pasando con el calentamiento global, poniendo a tener unas consecuencias muy graves, como lo que ya pasó en el planeta Marte. ¿Por qué Dios entonces no detiene esto antes de que llegue a un punto crítico? Gracias, Master.
Buenas tardes, señor Castro. Ah, another vegan. Very nice to see you. I'm glad you are vegan. For your question about free will and why humankind destroys their home planet, it is not that most humans intend to destroy. Many simply do not understand, are not informed. They don't realize the harmful emissions of the livestock industry, or that killing begets killing, and they are not aware that meat is another kind of addictive poison. They are not aware that meat is destroying our planet. So that's what we try to do now, to help inform people of the planetary benefits of being meat-free, as well as remind about the preciousness of all life and of being compassionate. In fact, the more that we find out about the meat industry, the more we know that it's a filthy, cruel enterprise, where animals are tormented in their short lives from birth to their early death. But some of these facts are not easy to uncover, partly because the ones who sell the meat do everything to make it look attractive, instead of telling the truth. And the meat industry are often hidden from the public eyes, so it's not easily detected by ordinary people. And then we can run out of time all too quickly. Like you mentioned on Mars, for example, the people did not know about the meat and killing karma. So at least you know, and I know, and we tell as many people as possible, so that they also know. We have to be veg to save the planet. Your question why God didn't stop it before it was too late, you answer yourself, Señor Castro. God does not interfere with free will, and if the people don't know, they may sadly choose from ignorance. But we have the chance to change all that now, because we know what we need to change. We know that the vegan diet is the only way, the fastest way. It's the only way to cure and save the planet. So with the help of people such as yourself, we can surely do just that. Please help spread the message to be veg, go green, and save the planet. Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Master, for this vital information. Master, the last two questions are from David Roman, president of the Vegetarian Union in Spain, who has sent his questions via video.
Please, welcome.
Tengo una pregunta para usted. Se habla de predicciones, tanto a nivel científico como de otros tipos, que hablan de un cambio profundo que vamos a vivir en el año 2012. ¿Podremos ver un giro positivo en el cambio climático en ese año? Mi otra pregunta es, solemos hablar habitualmente de ayudar a los animales, que tenemos que ayudarles, pero ¿no es cierto que los animales nos ayudan a nosotros en muchas formas?
Yes. Greeting, President of the Spanish Vegetarian Union. Thank you for your exemplary leadership in being veg, and for your work to support others in the same. I really appreciate your efforts, as do the many animals whose lives are spared due to your effort. Regarding predictions or forecasts for the year 2012 from the scientific community and others, it is true that our situation is indeed urgent. In fact, there is not a moment to lose. We can see everywhere reflections of a planet in trouble, with monsoons and flooding in one location and people losing their harvest and drinking water to drought in another. One way that our world can be preserved and stabilized is through everyone's change to a compassionate lifestyle, choosing organic vegan diet, which not only eliminates methane and other toxic, heat-trapping greenhouse gases emissions from the livestock industry, but the organic part takes care of harmful fertilizer chemicals and allows the soil to absorb a huge amount of atmospheric CO2. As for whether we could see a positive turn in the climate in the year 2012, we surely hope for the current trend to continue and the planet's future to be assured by then. I have mentioned before that we have already reached the veg critical mass on Earth, meaning that the momentum created by the number of people who have already become veg is like a wave that is helping others join in. But we still need everyone in the world to be vet, because of how long we have waited to make such a change. So now we need 100% of the world population to be vet, to save our world. We have to change before it is too late to change. Because if we don't change now, later we want to change, it won't be helpful anymore. And yes, Signor Roman, you are surely correct that helping animals helps us. They do give in so many ways. They are here to give. They are here to help us. This is another reason that we must be vegan. We must protect their lives, because their lives are our lives. They are here to balance the planetary atmosphere. They are here to help heal us and heal the planet. We must protect their lives. We must act in a compassionate way. It is true that we need to stop the global warming emissions, but equally important is to stop killing the beings that have done nothing wrong but only offer us their love and immeasurable services. Besides my own inner communication with the animals, there are many other people who are very gifted in this realm, known as animal telepathic communicators, who themselves have revealed messages from such noble beings, such as dogs, horses, birds, seals, whales, etc. These animals wish to convey only their abiding love for humanity and their desire to remain on Earth, so that they can continue transmitting that love. It of course makes no sense that we would ever consider killing such beautiful hearts and souls as these. They are the best friends to all of us. And this is another reason that we need to change to a no-kill society. In doing that, all humans will comprehend more clearly the vast gift bestowed upon us by the animal kingdom. Thank you, Signor Roman, for your caring question. May God bless you with every fulfilled endeavor in your life.
Thank you for enlightening us with your love, Master.
Gracias. También.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Beloved Master and distinguished panelists, this concludes our question and answer session. Beloved friends, we are certain that questions such as these in this session have been very important.
Very important.
Yes, Master. Because we have cleared up many doubts and have opened up many alternatives for the solution of the problem of global warming. Supreme Master Ching Hai, distinguished guests, all our friends, This concludes our conference, Global Warming. Yes, there is a solution. It has been very important to hear each one of our invited guests because they have demonstrated that the problem about global warming do have solutions. And even more importantly, these solutions are in our hands. So now it's time to act. Let's do it. There are many institutions all over the world which are very dedicated to working diligently, such as Supreme Master Qinghai has shown us, giving us much hope and solutions which are achievable to each one of us. If we really love ourselves, we have compassion for the lives of our co-inhabitants and younger brothers, the animals. And we want to preserve the beauty of our planet Earth. We must act immediately. For this moment, let's each and every one of us commit ourselves to saving our lives, the lives of our loved ones, of the future generation and all the beings on this planet. Let's pledge to be veg, to save the planet. So, yes, let's be veg, go green, and save our planet. We would like to support in helping our planet by declaring a meat-free diet. Go to meatfreepetition.com, organized by Meat-Free Movement, to sign the petition. Now we invite Master to close up this beautiful conference.
Gracias, gracias. I would like to thank all the eloquent and distinguished speakers for this event. I also appreciate all of you, the bright and loving audience members, for caring about the Earth and coming here today to bring to light the important task of all of us, that we have to save this precious planet. This is the only home that we have. And thank you, your organizers, for making this meeting possible. May we all be encouraged by the fact that the best lasting changes start with our own lifestyle. It is the same with saving the planet. Each one of us is responsible. And to encourage others as well. Because simple organic vegan diet is the only lifestyle changes that really necessary to restore our shared home. I would like to thank you again for your active efforts to make a difference. I hope together we can really save this beautiful planet. For those of you who are already vegan, bravo and thank you. With the organic vegan lifestyle as part of everyone's heroic mission, our efforts together will surely bring a safe and saved world for both humans and our beloved animal co-inhabitants. I wish you all the best and heaven's abundance blessing to the gentle-hearted people of Peru and beautiful South America. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Master.
By the way, I would like to report to you something. Apart from that, I want to report to you about the current climate change effects in your country, because it's important that you know about this. The latest report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change spoke of Latin America's vulnerability to severe climate impacts. Peru is among the first to feel these impacts, as seen in the following. 1. Farmers in the Cusco Highlands are suffering already from irregular, scarcer rain and extreme heat. 2. Due to excessive heat and drought over the last 12 years, 140,000 hectares of potatoes and corn have been ruined, equal to food that could have fed 11 million people in the country. It's been ruined. 3. In the central Piura area, spring that used to provide drinking water until recently are drying up. 4. Mosquitoes causing dengue fever are also being seen for the first time in Piura as they spread to new areas due to climate change. 5. Peru is home to 70% of the entire range of Andean glaciers, with peaks that supply the country's people with both water and hydroelectric power. However, these are all expected to disappear by 2015, just a few more years. 6. The glaciers in the Andes mountain range so far lost more than 20% of their volume. This is threatening the water supply for 30 million people. In Peru, the loss to glaciers is equivalent to 10 whole years of water supply for Lima City. 7. The Cordillera Blanca, a snow-topped northern mountain range of your country, sometimes called Peruvian Switzerland, you know about it, has been steadily disappearing due to climate change. 8. A warming climate has resulted in the 2008 disappearance of the Cuelca mountain snow cap. And in 2007, the Broggi Glacier also vanished, disappeared completely. 9. In early 2009, the Cuelca Glacier disappeared completely. Now it's gone. It's gone now. 10. With 8 of the country's water basins already noted as being insufficient to meet people's needs, Peru's President Garcia announced in 2008 the construction of 2 desalination plants to try to address the water scarcity. Is that urgent already in Peru? 11. Dwindling water supplies have caused escalating tensions and even conflicts to erupt, as many people, including disadvantaged farmers, don't have enough water or are struggling for their share. 12. By 2020, it is predicted that up to 77 million people in Latin America will face water shortages. 13. In the past 6 years, Peru had at least 3 extreme temperature events and floods affecting more than 500,000 people. Within just 30 years, floods increased by more than 60% and mud flows increased by 400%. 14. President Garza declared a state of emergency in 2009 due to climate change-related severe cold and freezing conditions in the southern Andes that caused the death of nearly 250 children and sickened many others. I have contributed my humble share to purchase children's warm clothes for this matter. But this is not the permanent solution. The permanent solution is we have to stop this to happen again. We have to stop climate change. We have to stop this kind of disaster that kill the children in Peru and sicken many other children as well as adults and the vulnerable like the elders, the weak, and already sick. 15. In Chimbote, Peru, heavy pollution from 40 fish meal manufacturing causes documented human illness and increase in oceanic dead zones, with the ground-up fish being fed to caged salmon, creating yet another environmental imbalance and sickness to humans. Thank you very much for your attention. I hope this report gives the people of Peru, Latin Americans, and the world a little more wake-up call. I thank you for your attention, and I thank you in advance for whatever you will do, your part, to save your country and to save the world. God bless you all. God bless the people of Peru. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Master, for your valuable information. We would like also to express our gratitude to our three panelists who have honored with their presence here in this conference. Muchas gracias a todos. Thank you very much for your valuable presence. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your love.
You're welcome. Bless you.
Dice que es una persona sumamente informada, que a pesar de ser una persona tan espiritual y que dedica su vida a la compasión, a ayudar a la gente, es una persona que se ha informado sobre nuestro país, lo cual me satisfizo mucho porque se ve que conoce, porque ella ha dicho que nuestro país realmente, como lo dicen los científicos, es un país que va a tener graves problemas con la cuestión del calentamiento global y la gente no se da cuenta, y entonces una voz tan confiable, tan amable como la de ella, esperemos que llame la atención para que cada uno de nosotros tome acción sobre las cosas que tenemos que hacer desde nuestra casa, porque las cosas tienen que pensar en la casa.
Es una gran señora en la cual da un mensaje al mundial. He visto su currícula en la cual dice muchas cosas ciertas, que el mundo se está deteriorando, como repito, por nuestra culpa, por no conservar los animales, la vegetación y el agua cada vez se está disminuyendo.
El consejo principal como biólogo es sembrar bastantes árboles, sembrar lo más que se pueda, tratar de que nosotros no matar animales, porque los animales son nuestros mejores amigos y por lo tanto no debemos en forma indiscriminada hacer esta matanza de los seres vivientes que son nuestros hermanos menores. Y creo que este es uno de los objetivos más importantes para evitar de matar animales y conservarlos a ellos, para lograr un equilibrio perfecto entre el hombre, el animal y la naturaleza y las plantas. Sé vegetariano y sé ecológico para salvar el planeta Tierra.
Bueno, estoy muy, muy agradecido por este compartir tan grato de contribuir a despertar conciencia de esta problemática que afecta no solamente a la raza humana, afecta también a los animales, a las plantas, a los minerales, al clima. Así que, por mi parte, estoy tomando muy en serio todas las indicaciones de la maestra. La solución es muy simple, ¿no? El ser humano debe vibrar en un solo propósito, que es salvar al planeta.
Entonces, es importante para nosotros como peruanos, en general como latinoamericanos, tomar conciencia de lo que significa este tema del calentamiento global y dentro de lo que podamos aportar como personas en nuestras casas o nuestros trabajos, pues trabajar para que eso no suceda más, hacer algo para que se retarde.
La solución más rápida, más exitosa que tenemos, es ser vegetarianos, ser veganos. En cada uno de nosotros está la solución más rápida. No debemos esperar nada más que eso. En nosotros está la solución, ser vegetarianos ahora. No esperar un minuto, un día.
Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico, salve el mundo.
Thanks for your happy company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms. Coming up next after noteworthy news. May the heavens bless you and your loved ones with much love and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.